Congress convened today, and Alaska's delegation is back in Washington after the campaign season. But the return to the Capitol may be especially trying for one member, Senator Ted Stevens. The seven-term senator still does not yet know if he's won re-election to his seat. Stevens trails Democratic Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich by 1,022 votes. About 24,000 more ballots are expected to be counted tomorrow, bringing the race closer to resolution. In the meantime, Stevens faces a challenging week in Washington. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senate Republicans will meet Tuesday morning behind closed doors, and one thing on their agenda is the future of Senator Stevens' place in their ranks. Alaska's senior senator was convicted last month of failure to disclose gifts on financial forms. Despite being a convicted felon, he is allowed to return to work on Capitol Hill. Only a two-thirds vote of the Senate can expel him from office. That drastic step was talked about by some Republicans on the campaign trail, but if a vote on that does happen, it's not likely to take place until the next Congress, and so would only go forward if Stevens wins re-election. But in the meantime, Republicans have another option. They can kick Stevens out of their party's caucus. While he would still have a seat in the Senate, Stevens would be stripped of committee spots and would not be able to vote on party issues. When the federal indictments came down in July, Stevens gave up his leadership roles on committees, but still sits on them as a member for now. South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint wants to vote on whether to remove Stevens from the conference and has put it on Tuesday's agenda. The ballot will be secret. But now with Stevens' re-election fate up in the air, some Republicans may want to wait and not act this week. If Stevens loses the election, there may be less of a push for his ouster. However, the secret conference vote is scheduled to take place Tuesday morning before any updates come from the Alaska Division of Elections about the race. So on Tuesday, Senator Ted Stevens' 85th birthday, he'll be fighting to keep his stature as the Senate's longest-serving Republican. Meanwhile, freshman congressmen are in Washington for orientation. On Monday, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid met the new Democratic senators, and they took an official freshman class photo. But Alaska still doesn't know if it will be sending a new senator to Washington or not. Until the vote tally is resolved, Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich is staying in Alaska. Begich's press secretary, Julie Haskett, says they're not assuming anything with thousands of ballots yet to be counted.
We would find it presumptuous to attend freshman orientation and not really appropriate at this point. So we're just waiting for those ballots to be counted. And if, in fact, Mayor Begich is the next U.S. senator, then he will hit the ground running and get up to speed as quickly as he can.
Haskett says Begich is getting calls from senators and friends in Washington who are keeping him up to speed about what's going on right now. There's a question of how much actual lawmaking will be accomplished during this week's lame duck session. Democrats want legislation to aid the auto industry, and they also want a stimulus package. It looks like both sides will tackle extending unemployment benefits, which will expire next month if Congress doesn't vote to renew. But major movement may have to wait until the new Congress and new president come into office in January. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,